New York Democrats Celebrate Biden's Wave of Low-Wage Migrants. By Neil Monroe on August 13, 2022. New York's Democratic politicians are welcoming the arrival of more penniless foreign migrants to their overcrowded city. The Democratic politicians are pushing Americans aside to display their compassion for foreign economic migrants who are being welcomed in large numbers by President Joe Biden and his border deputies. 89 men, women and children bused in from Texas were met at Port Authority bus station by bilingual legal advisors with the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, who helped them go through paperwork at a table laden with Dunkin' Donuts refreshments, said a Friday, August 12 report in the New York Post. Americans are getting demoted by the welcome for the migrants, the New York Post reported on August 11. The city rolled out the red carpet for a group of migrants at the Bellevue Men's Shelter who could be seen on Thursday boarding a yellow school bus headed to a homeless assessment center in Brooklyn. The 17 migrants were escorted from Manhattan to their next accommodations while carrying identical, brand-new black backpacks and wearing clothing that also appeared new. "We've all been here waiting, going through this process, and let me tell you, they're getting everything real quick," said Ronald Francois, 55, a Navy veteran from Queens. "They got more in 4 or 5 days than I got in 29. They're brushing us aside." Biden's deputies are making great efforts to distribute the poor migrants nationwide without triggering media coverage. But Texas Governor Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sending migrants on Texas-funded buses to maximize media coverage of Biden's migration. Democrat politicians are touting the migrant workers sent by Texas as replacements for many ordinary Americans who want higher wages from their employers. "The inflow of low-wage workers is good for our economy," New York Governor Kathy Hochul claimed on Thursday. "I just did a farm tour upstate New York, they're begging for workers," she told media outlets, according to the New York Post. "I walked the streets of Manhattan, I walked the streets of Albany, there's help wanted signs everywhere. We are a smart, thoughtful country, and can put aside everybody's passions around this and say, this is actually good for our economy," she insisted. "Many illegals already work in the city, and the wave of cheap new workers will help minimize the price of services for the city's elite, including the wealthy people on Wall Street and at the New York Times. I will do any job I can," Venezuelan migrant Jairo Gamardo told the New York Post. But the desperate migrants will make it difficult for Americans to win higher wages from their employers amid rising inflation. Wages in New York rose by 5% from June 2021 to June 2022. Yet inflation rose faster, especially for housing and food, leaving the city's residents poorer than 1 year before. Breitbart reported on August 11 that the Bureau of Labor Statistics Producer Price Index showed on Thursday that consumer food prices are up 15.8%, the highest year-to-year rate of inflation since 1974. The economic migrants welcomed by President Joe Biden's border officials will work for low wages because they are very poor. Also, many must work long hours or else lose the farms or houses in their home countries that they mortgage to pay their smugglers. "We have nothing," migrant Jose Rodriguez told CityLimits.org on August 8. He tugged on his St. Peter's College basketball t-shirt and white sweatbands. "These were donated when we got to Texas, because we were robbed." Rodriguez, 40, limped as he walked from a ledge to a picnic table. He showed off wounds on his legs, the result, he said, of a fall during a 2-month journey from Venezuela, mostly by foot, through jungle and along highways to the southern border. He said he wanted to find work, "anything will do, especially construction," so he could send money back to his kids. Rodriguez is lucky. Many other migrants have died on their trek to the welcome display by Democratic politicians. Biden's pipeline of migrants to New York also means that the city's investors do not have to hire Americans from other states or to build job-creating investments in heartland states. Government-funded charities are providing free travel for many of the new migrants from the border to New York. Many of the migrants prefer New York because the city guarantees overnight shelter to its growing population of poor people, including the new migrants, CityLimits.org reported. More than 63,000 people stayed in a shelter run by DHS or another city agency in June, according to monthly data tracked by City Limits. the number of people who spend the night in DHS shelters for single adults, adult families and families with children surpassed 50,000 last week, marking a rise of about 5,200 people since Adams began his term. Biden's agencies are delivering so many migrants to New York that the government-funded charities cannot provide aid to all of them. Some are sleeping in the parks, said Kevin Sullivan, the director of the Catholic Charities Group, which gets taxpayer funding to deliver migrants into Americans' housing and workplaces. That's the reality, he added. The migrants bused to New York are a tiny share of the roughly 2 million migrants admitted by Biden despite laws requiring the detention of illegal migrants. Meanwhile, the migrant inflow is contributing to the rise in rent for Americans, partly because landlords can earn more revenue by renting an apartment to a group of working migrants than to one American family. Bloomberg.com reported on August 11. Manhattan apartment rents continued their upward climb in July as the hottest market in decades hits its busiest leasing season. The median rent on new leases last month was $4,150, up 2.5% from June and 29% from a year earlier, according to appraiser Miller Samuel Incorporated and brokerage Douglas Elliman Real Estate. The migrant-spiked housing market is also encouraging investors to buy homes at prices that middle-class Americans cannot afford with wages that are also reduced by pressure from desperate migrants, Bloomberg reported on August 10. Meanwhile, U.S. landlords, including property investors snapping up a growing share of homes in metro areas, are gaining the upper hand. Single-family rents rose by a record 14% nationally in May from a year earlier, according to CoreLogic, a real estate data firm. The increases were even more dramatic in cities that became popular living destinations during the pandemic, including an almost 40% increase in Miami, a 25% rise in Orlando, Florida, and a 17% jump in Phoenix. Amid the housing crisis for Americans, the city's Democratic government is opening a new center to house 600 migrant families. Extraction migration. The policy of extraction migration is central to the U.S. economy. The policy extracts human material, migrants, from poor countries and uses them as workers, renters, and consumers to shift vast wealth from ordinary people to billionaires and Wall Street. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants, plus temporary visa workers, from poor countries to serve as workers, managers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This policy of labor inflation makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to get married, advance in their careers, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low-productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed progressive advocates hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But they also show a deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.